Uyarayızsa.
We're just going to finish up David Amar Aleph. Tani Kavasi de Rav Yochanan and Tani Kavasi de Rav de Reish Lakish. We have a braisa like Rav Yochanan that learns Yom Kippur Prisha from the Prisha from Miluim, and Tani Kavasi de Reish Lakish that we learn Yom Kippur Prisha from Sinai. Tani Kavasi de Rav Yochanan Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh B'mash Omer B'inyan Bezos, with this. What does the Bezos refer to? Bema Sha'omer Be'inyan, which it says in the Inyan. And Mahi Be'inyan de Miluim, where it says by Miluim. Mean the Prishu, Ma'omer Be'inyan de Miluim, Aaron Pirashiva B'Shamash Yom Echod, that by Miluim, Aaron was perish from his house to the Lishka, to the Ayamayid, Shiva, Vishimesh Yom Echad. And he was Mishamesh after that on the Yom HaShmini. Who Moshe Masalo Kol Shiva, Kedei Lechancho Ba'avoda. Moshe showed him, taught him what to do during the Aveda. Afla Dairis, so too, for generations to come, Kohen Gadol Purish Shiva, Kohen Gadol's Purish for 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mishamish Yom Echad, but does the Aveda on Yom Kippur. Vishnei Tamidei Chachamim, Tamidov Shal Moshe, were with him, two Tamidei Chachamim, from the Tamidim of Moshe were with him, Afukit Stukim, to tell the Kohen Gadol not to do like the Stukim do, and Mosrim Lo Kol Shiva, these Tamidei Chachamim stay with him the whole 7 days, Kedei Lechanko Ba'avoda, to teach him the Aveda. And what's not like the Tztukim? The Tztukim Shita was that you come into the Kodesh Kodoshim with the, after putting the Gecholim, you know, after putting the Keteris on the Gecholim in a cloud of smoke, you enter the Kodesh Kodoshim. And we learn not like that. We learn that the Aveda is that you come in with the Machter and the Gechol and the Keteris, and you put the Keteris on the Gecholim inside the Kodesh Kodashim so that the smoke is initiated inside the Kodesh Kodashim rather than outside. Mikan Amru, Shiva Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippur Mafrish Kodim Yom Beso, and this is from here we learn Shiva Yomim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol leaves his house, Lalishka Sanhedrin, goes to Lalishka Sanhedrin, and B'Shem Shemafrish Kodim, similarly, Kach Mafrish Kohen HaSarif is HaPara, similarly, the Kohen that burns the Para, Aduma, Yomafrish from his house, Lalishka Shalpnei Abira, Tzafon of Mizracha, like we learned on Daf Beis, he goes to the Lishka, Rashi learns in the Azara, the northeastern part of the Azara, the Echazeh, Mazen Alov Kol Shiva, this is what the Bryce, part of the Bryce that was quoted up above on the third line, Echazeh, V'Echazeh, when it comes to Yom Kippur and to the Paraduma, your Mazah on the Kohen from the Mechatos all 7 days, Mikol Chatos Shohiyu Sham, from all the Chatos that were saved up from previous years. V'yim Tomar, Bimiluim dam is hochem. I mean, you might say, what's the comparison? Bimiluim, they spritzed him with dam, and here, you know, Kippur, Hora, it was with the mayim. Amart, we can say nichnesu mayim takas dam. Once upon a time, there was just dam. There was no paraduma, so we had to use dam of the animals. But now the mayim is. The Azov, the Mayim, takes the place of the Dam. The Oimer, Kashir also Bayom Hazet, Tziva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem, that's the Pasuk by Milu, Lasos Elumai Sepora, Lechaper Elumai Seyom HaKippurim. But there are Girsos, since this was a Tanya Kavosi, the Rav Yochanan, and Latin, his Rebbe, remember he argued with his Rebbe. His Rebbe learned the Drasha like it's written in our Gemara. He learns the drasha that lasos and lechaper are for Yom Kippur, and therefore the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis and the Ritva over here are not goyres eilu maase para, because that's not shitas Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan just learns from this pasuk maase Yom Kippur. V'hai miz asked the Gemara. So that's what we're using for bezos. Bezos with the same way you did the miluim. It's a kroyesera. The Zosat Torah Rashi says above ha'amura be'inyan b'makom acher yovo aron el hakodesh. With this Torah, the Zos, with this Prisha, that's mentioned elsewhere by Miluim, that's how Aaron HaKohen approaches the Avedis Yom HaKippurim with 7 days of Prisha. But ask the Gemara here, v'hai bezos miboyli l'gufo, l'gufe. But the bezos is necessary for what the pasuk says. Bezos yavo aron alkalish befar ben bokor l'chatos v'ayalolo. The only way he can come into the Kodesh Kadoshim is by having done these korbanos. So I need the bezos. How is the bezos referring to miluim when I needed to refer to these korbanos? Amre, they say, il l'korban l'chudei, if it was just for these korbanos, so it shouldn't have said bezos, it just said lemakro bozeh, with these, or with this, or be'ele. My bezos, it's a strange lashon of bezos, which is a lashon of keva, Rashi says, these korbanos are a power and an ayel, they're a lashon zocher, should have said bozeh, or be'ele, lashon zocher. Why does it say a lashon of keva, bezos? Shmas mina tarti comes to include both things. The Prisha, which Prisha is a Lashon Akeva, and the Karbonos that are listed beferish in the Pasuk. My Ve'omer, why does it say Ve'omer in the middle of the Brisa, and it quotes the Pasuk of Miluim, Kashir also Bayom Azet, Tziva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem. What's Ve'omer? After all, Miluim only was once. Actually, it's a machlekes in Sefer Mitzvahs in the Shoroshim between the Rambam and the Ramban. When we, if we're going to build a new Beis Hamikdash, will there be Miluim or not? But in this Gemara is saying Yom HaKippur, maybe it's only the first Yom HaKippurim that has Prisha, just like Miluim, who was the first Miluim, maybe the only Miluim. Avol b'Yom HaKippurim da'alma, but in subsequent Yom HaKippurims, maybe lo, you won't need Prisha. Inami Kohen Gadol kama hu d'boi Prisha, maybe the first Kohen Gadol needs Prisha, like in this case, and just Avol Kohen Gadol b'alma. In subsequent Kohen Gadols, maybe lo, don't need Prisha. Toshma, Kasher also. Pasuk tells me that those two things are not true. Kasher also by Miluim will apply for all Yom Kippurs and all Kohen Gadols. Tanya Kavosi, that's the Braisa like Rav Yochanan. Tanya Kavosi de Reish Lakish. The following Bryce is like Reish Lakish. Moshe Olo Be'onon, Viniskase Be'onon, Viniskadesh Be'onon. Moshe went up into the celestial cloud, was covered with it, and became kadosh in it, kedei lekabel Torah liYisrael b'kedusha, to be mekabel Torah b'kedusha. Some have a girsi here b'tara. Shenema vayishkon kavod Hashem al Har Sinai. Zehoyo, we have a machlokes here. When does this parsha take place? Zehoyo ma'isa achar aseres hadiros. Yom. Now, after the Aseres Hadibros was given, and then you had these 6 days, which introduced the 40 days that Moshe was going to be in the Har, Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And Rabbi Akiva argues and says, "Omar Vayishkan Kivod Hashem Ish Meirosh." It was before Aseret said Dibros. Meirosh Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh Sivan by Chaseu Anon Lahar by Kral Moshe, etc. See Rashi, and we'll finish with this. Rashi Zem Maasei Kolomar I Ato Yocholomar by Chaseu Lahar Velol Moshe. You can't say it means the clouds covered the har, but not Moshe. V'ilu be'ilu shisha yomim hein shohoyum me'rosh chodesh. And these 6 days were the days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, like Rabbi Kiva said. Shabo l'sinai yom matan Torah. Ve'ein kam prisha klal l'moshe. And therefore there would be no prisha, because those 7 days before matan Torah, he was busy going up and down. Sharei kol osim shisha yomim, olu v'yorad, 6 days. Olu v'yorad, b'ashkom, al haziran al prishosom in ha'isha, u'mitzvah sagbola, etc. There was a lot going on during those 6 days. That wasn't prisha. Zos lo tomar, don't say that. L'fi shezeh ma'aseh, because this ma'aseh, these psukim deal with the 6 days after matan Torah. That was a type of machane shechina, that he was up in the har, you know, learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, liyo shomim Hashem lekabel aluchos. And those 6 days were the 6 days that introduced that period of time, arboim yom, where he was in, you know, the machane shechina, to be Makabo the Luchos, and then of course he came down on Chilos of Thomas. Well, the common Meforish may Chipshita lay Dachar Seres Hadibros, so you should show me over there. And the Gemara will subsequently explain how do we know that these Psukim happened after the Aseres Hadibros. Rabbi Kiva argues, and Rabbi Kiva says, Koidim Aseres Hadibros Oyo. And these 6 days were the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh until Matan Torah. And on the seventh day, the Klal Yisrael Makabel, the Aseres HaDibros. And we'll pick this up, Mitzvah Hashem, Sunday night.